The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning here in California, and greetings for the rest of the world. And it's a fortunate thing to be able to meditate in any circumstance. For people here in California, we're living with greatly difficult circumstances up and down the West Coast and around the world. There's no shortage of challenges that everyone is facing these days. And the good fortune to be able to sit and meditate, to allow ourselves to refresh ourselves, to shed some of the ways in which the stress has built up in the mind and the body, some of the grip of preoccupations and concerns, and some of the momentum of difficult emotions that go on. And to be able to sit quietly, certainly to see clearly what's going on for us, to be honest and admit challenges, but also, just like we would take a shower to become clean, to take a meditation shower, to begin to shed some of the excessive tensions and stresses and preoccupations we have. It's such a good thing to do. It's such a fortunate thing to do. And it allows us to return to the world in a way that, just like from a shower, we're clean. Meditation, also there's a kind of cleanliness that comes. That kind of clarity that comes, clarity. So here we are, and one of the wonderful skills, life skills, to learn from meditation in other ways, is the skill of relaxation. And there are times in life when one of the primary activities, ways of meditating, is to relax deeply. And when I'm sick, this is primarily what I do in my meditation, is I do breath meditation, relaxing my body with every exhale and finding out even the subtlest places where there's holding and tension, and just let go and relax and relax. So I'd like to propose, if it seems appropriate for you today, to see what happens if you make this the theme of your practice, that somehow you use this time to really tune in deeply into your body, a heightened sensitivity to your body, to see where is it that you can relax, where can you soften and release the tensions, the holdings of the body. And as practice deepens and gets stronger, we develop a heightened sensitivity to even the subtlest little micro tensions. And it becomes a wonderful thing to just kind of soften and let go. So it helps to take a alert posture, a posture that's aligned and open and has a little bit of intentionality to it. If you're sitting upright, it's kind of like your spine is a strong, firm pole that holds you up, around which everything else can relax, while keeping that pole, that vertebrae, balanced on each other. So closing your eyes, you might take a few moments to feel from the bottom of your spine, letting your attention travel up vertebrae by vertebrae. And a little bit making small adjustments or big adjustments. So whatever way you can feel it, you kind of lining up your vertebrae one on top of the other. So they fit snugly there, nicely there. Maybe between the shoulder blades, you can pull it a teeny bit. maybe as you get to the top of the vertebrae, spine, to tip your head ever so slightly forward, chin back, to make a little space between the last vertebrae and the skull. And then to take a few gentle, tender, deeper breaths. And as you exhale, to relax and let go. As you exhale, softening the belly. And maybe when you inhale, to allow the belly to stay soft and not pulled in as you breathe. So that as you breathe in, the belly expands more. And something in the belly settles as you exhale. And then as you exhale, to soften in the chest. Releasing the whole area, chest cavity, so a little bit better settles and rests on the diaphragm and the lower torso. Softening the shoulders. Maybe a gentle feeling of the pull of gravity, the weight of your shoulders. Allows the shoulders to release a little bit. Feeling the downward pull. And then let your attention travel down the arms to the hands. Slowly relaxing the upper arm, the elbow, the forearms, hands, the fingers. Then letting go, relaxing the muscles of your face. Re-letting the muscles release from the skull. Any way in which the muscles are pulled in or pulled tight. In the jaw, cheeks. The nose and the eyes, the forehead and the temple, and if you do feel any pressure or tension on the upper skull, crown of the head, or inside your skull, seemingly. As you exhale, relax the what might be called the mental tension or pressure, letting the mind become released and soft and open. As you exhale, relaxing, letting go of your thoughts. And as you let go of them, see if you can use the mental, the attentional space that's created to tune in more to your body. And maybe get into, see if you can have a rhythm as you inhale to feel your bodies, maybe different parts of the body at different times where you find tension or holding, contraction. And as you exhale, to relax so that this meditation becomes kind of a massage. Where every exhale, some part of your body relaxes. Even parts of the body where you don't feel tension. Let it all soften. Relaxing into the space that's around you, the space around the tension. Let all things relax deeply, just here. Sometimes tension builds up in the very way in which we're practicing meditation, the effort we're making. Even the effort to relax can have tension in it. See if everything can be done with ease, quietly, no hurry, no expectation. No need to be successful. Just relaxing the best you can. As you exhale, relaxing your body, relaxing into your body, maybe in the similar way that you'd relax into a deeply satisfying pool of water, a deep soak, where you would say, ah, as you settle in. Relax into your body with that kind of ah throughout the body. And then to end the sitting, perhaps you could reflect on how, or wish that, may it be so, that any way in which you're more relaxed, more at ease, more settled, more understanding of yourself, may it be that you build on that to return or enter into the world in a way that brings benefit to others. That you do things, however small, that makes the life of someone else better. Maybe it's someone close by. Maybe it's someone far away that you communicate to in some way or other. Or someone you don't know that you have the means somehow to do something to improve their life. May it be that your meditation practice is a basis from which you can live to benefit this world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at ease. May all beings breathe peacefully. May all beings be free.